إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the third of the series on looking and seeing, and we will conclude with this today, inshallah. I want to remind myself and you that tawakkul is the reward of seeing. Tawakkul is the reward of seeing. It is the result, of course, but also it is the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means that verily and truly the mu'mineen, the believers, are those who, when the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before them, their hearts shiver with the awe and majesty and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who, when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come before them, when the ayat are recited before them, when they see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their iman increases and they have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Now the point I want to make is, and remind myself and you, is that tawakkul is the result of this. And as I have mentioned in the last 2 days, when we say we are talking about not looking at the ayat of Allah, we are not talking about simply listening to the tilawat of the Quran, but we are talking about the effect of that on the heart. We are talking about the understanding of it. And by understanding, again, I don't mean only verbal or linguistic understanding. That obviously has to be there. Without the verbal and linguistic understanding, you do not get the deeper understanding. But here, by understanding, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned al-ulil al-bab, people of understanding, what is meant is the deeper understanding of the feeling that happens with understanding that particular thing. And I gave you many examples. Now, the point is that, as I said yesterday, the diagnostics of that is that a person who sees, a person who truly understands, then acts. There has to be some action. Without the action, there cannot be any proof that we have actually understood what we have heard or what we have seen. The action is proof of this. And then what happens after the action? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Fasjud waqtarib. Allah said, go into sajda and come close to me. Now in Surah Al-Alaq, this is my dalil for myself in my heart to say that this is proof that tawakkul is the result of this action of sujood. Because sujood is the symbol of ubudiyat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Sajda is the essence of la ilaha illallah. The essence of the proof of la ilaha illallah, that we have la ilaha illallah in our hearts, is sajda. The proof that Muhammadur Rasulullah is in the heart is also sajda. Because la ilaha illallah is the hukum to sajda, and Muhammadur Rasulullah is the demonstration of sajda. When a person says la ilaha illallah, I worship no one except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one is worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person has accepted this. He has accepted this fact, and he has said, I bear witness, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Then the person's immediate question is, how must I express this ubudiyat of Allah? What is the way of showing this? I have accepted this, but what is the way of showing it? And this is where Muhammadur Rasulullah comes, the second kalima, which is where Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showed us how to do that. And how did he show that? Through salah, where he told us, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, and the symbol of salah is sujood. So therefore, sajda is the action that was taught to us by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this sajda is the manifestation, it is the proof, it is the action which shows that we have la ilaha illallah in our hearts. So the sujood is the essence of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, accepting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only one worthy of worship, and accepting Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the only one worthy of following, and that he is our last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is our imam and our nabi. This is the proof, and that sajda. And Allah said, what happens after sajda? Allah said, fasjud waqtarib. Make sujood and come close to me. Come close to me. How do you come close? When you are already in sujood, you cannot move. You come close because Allah draws you close. The coming close is not an action of ourselves. It is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws. And this is what tawakkul is. Tawakkul is to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul is to constantly have the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. And as I have mentioned many times before, that gives you two things. It saves you from all forms of sins and disobedience, because when a person is aware of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his or her life, when a person is aware of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously the person is protected from sin, because the person cannot commit any sin. If he or she commits any sin by mistake, then immediately they make tawbah. And the second benefit of tawakkul is a feeling of contentment, a qanaat, a feeling of peace, a feeling of being protected, a feeling of confidence, because I am in the presence of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ تَقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah said, Allah is very much, verily Allah is with the people of taqwa. Who are the people of taqwa? The people who constantly are concerned about pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people of taqwa. And Allah said, with وَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and the people who do ihsan. Who are the people who do ihsan? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْتَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. The definition of ihsan by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, who is the muhsin? The one who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if he can see him. And who is constantly aware that even though I do not see Allah, Allah is seeing me. And as I mentioned before, this does not refer, or it is not restricted only to worship. Worship is always given, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam always gave salah and worship as the symbol for everything else in life. So it is worship plus everything else in life. The one who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if he can see Allah also deals with people as if he can see Allah. He deals with his wife and his children and his neighbors and everybody as if he can see Allah. He does his business as if he can see Allah. He walks and talks as if he can see Allah. It's throughout his entire life. And that is why when he dies as if he is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. This is tawakkul. This is where a person is completely and totally protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why I say tawakkul is the reward of seeing. Seeing, as we explained, which is to see the signs of Allah, to look at the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to see them with the understanding of the heart, where the eyes of the heart are opened, where the heart is filled with the noor of Allah jalla jalaluhu, with the hubb and muhabbat of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the person who is seeing. This is the person who is constantly, therefore when that person is, anything the person is doing in life reminds him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this reminder protects him internally and externally. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to live our lives in a way where this becomes the reality for us, inshallah. As I mentioned many times before, and I remind myself whenever I mention this, that all of this is the result of effort. This is not the result of listening to the explanation. This is the result of effort. Each one of us has to make the effort. We have to sit in dhikr, we have to make dhikr, we have to make sure that our food is halal, that our earning is halal, we have to make sure that we are fulfilling our faraid. These are the boundary conditions. This is not any great thing. This is the absolute boundary condition without which nothing else happens. We must make sure that we fulfill the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah, without which the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not come. Allah is with the people who are the people who obey and who follow Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to the people who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are talking here about the love of Allah. We are saying that seeing Allah, the signs of Allah, the love of Allah must come into the heart. So here we have a person who says, wallah, I see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I completely understand. My heart is filled with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything else. Is he speaking the truth or not? We don't know. We do not know. We don't know his heart. But what do we look at? We look at whether the person is emulating, whether he is imitating, whether he is doing the ittiba of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because this is the condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made. Allah said, say to them who claim to love Allah, make my ittiba, do my ittiba, emulate me, imitate me. And then what will happen? Allah will love you. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. And what happens when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you? يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah will forgive your sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the oft forgiving and most merciful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to follow the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu in every aspect of our lives, and to fill our lives with the noor and barakah of following the sunnah of his Habib Muhammad sallallahu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.